Okay, good morning, everybody, and a wonderful Erev Shabbos to you. So Shishi of Va'era, so we move very quickly through the Makos, of course, Arov, Dever, Shchin, and then Barad. And Barad has a very special place amongst the Makos. It's given a very different treatment, and it's referred to as Kol Magefo Sai. It's interesting, the language, which is plural, the Ibn Ezra and Rabbeinu Bechaya point out that, you know, Barad can be construed as one maka, but in truth, because of the Barad and the Eish Mislakachas Besocha Barad, and especially the Kolos, we'll talk about that in a minute, right, the thunderous aspect to it, it was really an amalgam of many different makos, and the Malbim actually explains that because of that, Paro came to realize something very important, that Bavur Teda, as the Pasuk says, Hinei Kiba Pamazos, Ani Shaleachas, Kol Magefo Sai Libcha, Uvavadach Uvamecha, Bavur Teda, Ki Ein Kamoni Becholaretz, that Paro had still not clarified for himself that Kadosh Baruch Hu was really in control of everything, so having this amalgam, this synthesis of different elements, whether it was Eish and Barad, which itself is it's mutually exclusive, and then the kolos on top of that, that established divine sovereignty. Now, Rashi is very difficult here. Rashi says this kol magefo sai is a reference to makas v'choros. So you can take a look in the Ha'imek Davar, who tries to sort of reconcile Shitas Rashi. But the pashtus is that as kol magefo sai, as we said, is a reference to makas parad, which is an amalgam of different makos. But what's really fascinating is it's not just hinei ano kipa pamazos ani shaleachas kol magefo sai, but El Libicha, the lave of Paro is being addressed. So again, the Malbim could explain that Paro is meant to come to a recognition, Hakaras Habore, in this case, but the Chizkuni goes in a different direction. I think the Chizkuni here has an even more precise pshat, that the Chizkuni says, Magifosai El Libicha, that this will cause the lave of Paro to quake, that this Maka will cause Paro to have an intense sense of pachad. And if you follow the psukim carefully into Shvi for just a moment, you see that that's exactly the case. And we'll come back and make some diukim. But when Paro begs Moshe and Aharon, Vayishlach Paro vayikrala Moshe l'Aharon vayomer lehem chatasi apam Hashem hatzadik v'ani v'ami arishoyim, as the Malbim says, that there's a hakarat here now. Hatirel Hashem v'rav mios kolos elokim uvarad. It was the sound that was getting to him. The, you know, you talk about like people in the First World War, right? There have been books written about this. The shell shock that people had of just listening to artillery shells crash all around them constantly, and what that did to somebody's psyche. So, Hinei Anochi Shaleachas Kol Magefo Sai El Libcha, the Chizkuni says Pachad, and the Pachad I think is very clearly associated with V'rav Mios Kolos Elokim Uvarad. The sound was simply too much for him. We can actually confirm this approach with a diok at the very end of the parsha, Vayitzei Moshe min Paro vel es ha'ir, Vayifros kapav el Hashem, Vayachdelu hakolos v'habarad, U'matar lo nitach artzah. So it was the sound and the fury that had such a profound impact on Paro. The second point that I did to try to develop, which is really building off of this idea, is kol magefo sai El Libcha, is that Barad was also a test of where a person's heart was. We know the Rambam famously says about the Melech, Libo hu lev kol hakal, and where Paro's heart was going to have an enormous impact on the Egyptian populace at large. And Barad becomes a fascinating test, as the Pasuk says, Hayare is devar Hashem yavdei Paro, inisas avadabes mikneu el habatim. So it became a test of where a person's lev was. Hayare is devar Hashem tried to save as much as possible the people that were associated with him, their avadim and the mikna, even just out of self-interest, out of self-preservation, and out of a person being chas al mamono. Now pay attention to this pasuk. It's just exquisite in light of this analysis. V'asher lo sam libo el devar Hashem. V'yazov es avadav es mikneo basaden. Of course, they would have suffered a terrible fate. They would have been killed by these terrible hailstones and incinerated. But again, it's v'asher lo sam libo el dvar Hashem, people whose lave, right, wasn't impacted by this. And that's exactly the pshat, hinei kibah pamazos ani shaleach es kol magefo sai el libicha. The question is, what's in your heart? You're going to be able to determine. We've seen so many times already, Vayachved Lev Paro, Vayachazak Lev Paro, right? But the fact of the matter is that now there's going to be a referendum. Hayare Es Devar Hashem, and Va'asher Lo Sam Libo El Devar Hashem. So Paro seems like he comes around after this Makkah, right? Chatasi Hapam, Hashem Hatzadik, Va'aniv Yami Arishayim. He's come a long way from Parsha Shmos, right? Mi Hashem Asher Hashmek Es Gabikolo, Lo Yadati Es Hashem, Now he's using the Shem Havaya. And again, the Rav Yos Kolos Elokim Uvarad Vashalcha Eschem Veloso Sifun La'amod. So Moshe says, fine, you know, I'll daven for you. But the fact of the matter is that Moshe is not convinced by the show. There's a sense that, again, you know, Paro may be saying the right things, but his lave has not really, you know, turned around. And that's exactly what the Torah says at the end of Shvi, and again we'll analyze Shvi tomorrow, but Vayar Paro ki chadal ha-matar v'abarad v'ha kolos, emphasis on the kolos, v'yosef lachto, v'yachbeid libo hu v'avadav. The lave Paro, which is indeed not just the lave Paro, but the lave kol ha-kohal, had not been repaired. And Pasuk concludes the Aliyah vayechazak leiv paro velo shilaches bnei Yisrael. Again, the leiv paro kasher diber Hashem biad Moshe. There was an opportunity here for Paro to experience, right, shaleach es kol magefosai el libcha, for him to be sam libo el devar Hashem, as others did. Hayarei es devar Hashem yavde Paro. Even those in the inner circle, they responded appropriately. Paro was unable to respond appropriately. And so this magefa, which is really magefos, Ayin the Ibn Ezra and Rabbeinu Bechaya, right, an amalgam of different magefos, as the Malbim says, to try and help Paro understand that it wasn't just HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bashamayim, but Bashamayim Uva'aretz, in control of Eish, in control of Barad, in control of the Kolos, all of these things, and the Kolos which caused Paro such terrible pachad, ultimately he missed the opportunity, Shaleach Es Kol Magefosai El Libicha, for his heart to be impacted. Others around him, in fact, were Hayare es devar Hashem me avdei Faro hinis es avadav es mikneu min hasadeh v'asher lo sam libo. Paro's heart was not nichna in the end, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a makkah specifically, a targeted makkah specifically. Shaleach es kol magefosai el libecha. You can escape from it if you want. If you want, you can bring things inside. Paro chose not to. And then, of course, the destruction, Ar Bechoshech Makas Bechoros, became even more intensive. Everybody have a wonderful Arab Shabbos.